أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن من أهل الكتاب إلا ليؤمنن به قبل موته ويوم القيامة يكون عليهم شهيدا. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 159 of Surah An-Nisa. In the previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Allah's punishment upon the Bani Israel, and that was because of the kufr of Allah Ta'ala. And last we discussed was the fact that they had made the claim that they had assassinated Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. On the one hand it was a lie, on the other hand Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had lifted Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam to the heavens, and Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will then come back towards the end of time. So that was in actual fact a corruption of a belief that man was supposed to have with regards to Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. In this ayah number 159, concluding all of this, Allah says, وَإِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِ. There is not one of the Ahl Kitab, the people of the book, but that he will believe in him before his death. One interpretation that has been offered by some of the commentators, that before the Ahl Kitab leaves this world, when he sees the signs of Akhirat, the signs of Barzakh, at that time the reality of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam would come to him. The Yahud will realize then that he was a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, which they denied their whole life. The Nasara will also realize that he is the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, which they had made God and a partner of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So both of them will come to true realization before their death. However, we find in a hadith of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which he narrates from our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes the qasam, the oath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose hands is my life. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam will certainly descend amongst you. He's speaking to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum some 6-7 centuries after Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. And he's saying to Sahaba and he's saying to the whole ummah that Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will certainly descend amongst you. When he descends, what will happen? Number one, he will judge between you. This is a very important aspect with regards to the judgment of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. The matters that will be judged obviously will be according to the shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that he will be just in these judgments. In other words, it will be 100% accurate the way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desired. Then Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam shall destroy the cross, the crucifix. Now this is one important aspect. Why would he do so? Because then he will deny any significance to the crucifix, no worshipping it, no sanctity, absolutely no value whatsoever insofar as Iman is concerned, insofar as Allah Ta'ala is concerned, and that is the reason why he will destroy it. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he shall kill all the swines. Again, this is one of the features of the Christians, that they continue to consume it, but it is not in the shariat of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam also, and hence Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will destroy it to show that his deen, his way of life, has absolutely nothing to do with this. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, at that time when he returns, he will abolish jizya. Jizya is a protective tax which the Yahud and the Nasara pay to the Islamic hukumat, to the Muslim hukumat. So what happens is that when they pay the jizya, they are allowed to continue their deen. Christians will carry on as Christians, Jews carry on as Jews, but the Islamic hukumat will protect them. Now in the abolishment of the jizya, it will show that now there is no scope for any Christian to remain a Christian, any Jew to remain a Jew. In other words, all of that is abolished. Now there is one deen, and that is the deen of Allah Ta'ala, one tariqah, and that is of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Going further, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says he will be generous with wealth. In other words, whatever comes into the Baytul Mal, he will spend it exactly as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has commanded that it be spent, and no one will find any need anymore. In other words, there will be nobody impoverished, nobody poor, because all the amanat will be distributed in the proper way. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, at that time, one sajda will be more valuable than whatever this entire world and whatever the world possess. Today, sajda has no value in our eyes, but there that sajda will become so valuable because man will realize the importance of the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu recited this verse, وَإِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. That Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, with regards to him, that certainly there will be no Ahli Kitab, but that he will believe in Isa alayhi salatu wassalam before the demise of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. In certain riwayats, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had recited this thrice, and Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had also said qabla mawtihi, before the death of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, clearly indicating that he will come back. In Surah Zukhruf, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا وَاتَّبِعُونَ. That certainly he is a sign of Qiyamah. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is a sign of Qiyamah. فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا. That do not have any doubt with regards to the sign, the coming of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and follow. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is clearly indicating the coming back of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Ulama have written, Shanwar Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi has said, he has written and he has quoted 100 ahadith plus minus about the coming back of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So it holds a very, very important part of our iman, of our aqidah. And again, we should not forget what is the theme of all these verses. Bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not differentiate insofar as the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam is concerned, and do not create an illegitimate difference between the command of Allah ta'ala and that of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.